everyone, and this is part two of our exciting episode with Chef Waya. So if you haven't listened to part one yet, I strongly suggest you do, otherwise you'll be lost. So we are here with Chef Waya and the bad boys of the Sinigang, Chef Ed Bugia, Chef Sharwin T, and Richie Zamora.
All right, hello.
Nung part one, guapo and gorgeous, and ngayon, bad boys na. Ano nangyari? One episode difference lang. Ano?
Bakit para ba iba na bago? Ba? Diverse tayo, pare.
Some of our listeners want the bad boy look kasi.
Diba? Kaya you didn't even notice my voice. Di ba, pare?
So medyo may difference.
We are we're welcoming back Chef Waya all the way from Baguio City, the summer capital of the Philippines. Hello, Chef Waya, once again, once more.
Hello, hello. Women's month ngayon, tapos bad boys ang kausap ko. Ano na?
Ano na? Dapat yun nga. Perfect. Buti yun ang nabanggit natin. This is actually, the second. Yeah,
that's the
go ahead,
that's Charvin. The perfect ano, that's the perfect segue, no? Kasi we talked about this, no? I interviewed Chef Waya last year, and it was one of my favorite columns that came out on the Philippine Star. No, we were talking about the rise of female chefs, no, in the kitchen, and siguro it would be nice to address that here, no? Because yung term na bad boys is so associated with the kitchen before. Like years ago, it was like status symbol yun. Kailangan bad boy ka sa kitchen.
May tattoo. Oh, tsaka di lang pakit na tattoo. Yung mga sleeve. Mas masakit, mas malaki, mas okay.
And also, you know, that comes with the bad attitudes, the bad jokes, you know, the physical harassment and all of these things.
The misogynistic atmosphere. Let's admit. Yep. I know.
Yes. Yeah.
We were part of that.
Mm. And so parang I would love to talk about, ano, like with Chef Waya, like, nawala na ba yun? Do you feel like finally nag-mature na yung mga chefs, nalagpasan na natin yung phase na yun?
Number one, that we're still called female chefs. Mm. Diba? Why is there a distinction between parang why is it when you say chef, you already mean it's a man, and you have to quantify, ah, she's a female chef. And even here, like Chef Waya, and then they see me like, ah, you're a female pala. I'm like, you know. So yun yung isang number one na ano, diba? Parang na kailangan merong top chef and then top female chef. Ha? Diba?
Yeah.
Where are we coming?
Sa mga awards, no? Sa mga awards.
Yeah, exactly.
Meron pa rin.
So
I remember then, distinctly like, Sharwin teaching me that. Kasi sabi nako, wow, kaka-proud naman, Chef Gaita, Asia's top female chef, ganyan-ganyan. Sharwin taught me that. Sabi niya, ba't pa kailangan i-quantify top female? Correct. Di ba pwede siya yung top chef ng Asia?
That's why I don't buy into the... I find that the Michelin, the ano, is very white male dominated, and meron lang mga token awards for people of color, for, you know, for females, for ganyan. But it's really a white boys club, and that's really something that we should be not supporting at all. Kaya ako parang Michelin, wala akong ano dyan eh, parang wala akong masyadong, hindi naman bilib.
Wala kang amor for it.
Wala kang amor, di ba? Parang, hindi ko siya ina-aspire na bagay. Kasi, you know, if it's a white boys club judging each other, then it's not something I want to be part of. Anyway, so yun yung ano ko sa kanya. And here in the Philippines, ganun pa rin, marami pa rin very macho culture in the kitchen, and you know, even in my kitchen, like, you know, syempre, the kind of people you hire as yung mga line cooks mo, mga dishwashers mo, they all have that attitude na being in the kitchen is macho work, na parang pagbaba, parang even like, you know, even with your HR people, diba, parang, oh, we need a pastry chef. Instantly, what do they look for?
Babae.
Exactly. Diba? Yung mga ganong ano, na you need a head chef, what do they look for? Instantly, they look for man. Diba? Parang, so we have to break these kinds of ano, mindsets, 'di ba? Na parang bakit hindi pwedeng maging head chef ang babae? Bakit hindi pwedeng maging pastry chef ang lalaki, 'di ba? My kitchen has always been equal employment, so I've the whole gamut from males, females. Girl, boy, bakla, tomboy meron sa amin. Diba? And we try to, ako parang hindi ko inaano yan. Eh. Parang ang head chef ko ngayon ay babae. Diba? Tapos magsasabi na, dishwasher chef, kailangan kunin natin lalaki. Bakit? Diba? Mm. Bakit? Mm-hmm. Diba? Kasi yung daming bubuhatin. Eh bakit? Di matuto silang magbuhat. Kasi, di ba, tayo in culinary school, we're taught that we need to be able to lift, di ba? It doesn't matter whether you're, di ba? And we're taught how to do it properly. And, you know, sabi ko nga, meron naman tayong trolley, meron naman, hindi naman natin kailangan pagbuhatin ng sako ng pitas yan, di ba? Meron naman
tayong... Actually, mas importante, ano eh, hindi gender, mas importante, bata. Kasi napansin ko lang, the past few years, nahihirapan na akong mag-lift ng certain things. So, I don't think it's a gender thing. I think it's an age thing.
That's also true. But, you know, may ageism din, ah.
Ageism din.
Bawal.
Ay, na ano yun? Tinanong ako ng HR ko yan kasi I've been looking for an ano eh, operations manager sa restaurant ko sa BGC for the longest time. Now, yung HR, sabi ko, oh, sabi ng HR sa akin, Chef, dalawa na yung rinereject mo. Ano problema? Sabi ko, medyo may edad. Kailangan ko ng someone who knows how to navigate mga social media. Itong mga to, tinanong ko, kaya ba nila mag-Instagram? Sabi, kung kailangan, yun ang sagot sa akin. So sabi ng HR ko sa akin, Chef, may pagka-ageism yan ha. Dapat ano, kung gano'n, bigyan natin ng seminar or workshop how to use Instagram. Sabi ko, okay, fine. O, intervene ko ulit. Manay ko ba? Namayo di pala ganun. Oh, so yun, very important in ageism. Ang ganda ng sinabi ni Chef Waya, guys. That is also the main theme of our sister podcast dito sa Tripod Network, yung What Glass Ceiling, di ba? There is a glass ceiling for females and parang wala yan eh. Kaya nga glass eh, kitang-kita eh. Parang ano yan? Bakit yan nandyan? This has to be abolished already in our society. And I'm admittedly one of the people who had to learn it the slow and hard way with the training of my wife, of the internet. Information is online. Huwag ka mag-angan na di mo alam, you didn't know. Diba? Information is everywhere. So, I agree. Females have a place. Not only as equal footing here in our male-dominated industry, but also in makalamang even. As in, lamang in a way na you don't have to say, sige, best female. Hindi. Same category yan. It's all the same. Richie, in your industry, may ganun ba? Is there a glass ceiling or a great divide between male and female vloggers? Or yung kabaliktaran din, yung medyo misogynistic rin na or chauvinistic even na mas magaling magsulat yan, babae. Mas magaling magpicture yan, babae. May ganun ba sa food vlogging?
Yeah. Well, I would say I noticed photography. Pag sinabi mong food photographer or something na babae, kakaiba. Parang nagugulat. Oh, babae yan.
Ah, talaga? Like, may ganun?
I would say some of my favorite food photographers have been females.
Yeah, ako baliktad ah. Akala ko pag female nga, mas may mata minsan. They're more,
exactly. Yung attention to detail nila is
yeah,
different.
Attention to detail. Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Guys are bara-bara.
Exactly.
Yeah. I can attest to that. Again, wait a minute. You're generalizing.
Baliktad din.
Again. Diba?
Exactly. Oh, yun nga. Same as the dishwasher problem.
It's not a gender thing. Diba?
Yeah, right.
And you should not make it a gender thing. And also, like, mismo. Ako, ito, I see rin, you know, and women are guilty of this. Is using the gender bias then for their advantage. Like, for example, which is not good for everyone in the industry. For example, bloggers. Diba? Why are there more women bloggers who are more popular than male bloggers? Because they also use their beauty and, as part
sa bikini picture lang yan.
The bikini pic.
Kaya pala.
Diba?
But di, subok tayo. Subok tayo. Bikini pic tayo, guys.
To increase their followers, to increase their, Diba?
Their so engagement,
instead
yeah.
of, to increase engagement, so instead of using your real talent for writing, for photography, for whatever, diba? Gagamitin mo muna yung the bikini pic to get clout. And that's something that, you know, you're feeding into the misogyny of the whole system.
Ayo.
Diba? So that's something we should, diba? We should also avoid. Mm-hmm. Na parang, you want to be treated on an equal footing, then fight on an even keel, diba? Don't use the, diba? Don't use what men objectify, diba? Don't objectify yourself then in order to get the attention. So use your brains, use your talents, use your skills, diba? Not your boobs. Get it?
Yeah, Char. Nag-guilty.
Yeah, Char win. Ano?
I'm not using my boobs. Okay. No, ang nakikita ko kasing difficulty and even tayo, 'di ba? We're guilty of this is parang naka-hardwire sa atin, no? And we have to unlearn these generalizations of gender. Eh. Parang it's so, I don't know, is it because of our culture or, you know, the way we were brought up? Parang it's very hard to unlearn these things. So Would you have any suggestions on how you know, men can unlearn this culture na babae kasi yan eh kaya ganito, or yung like you said, yung automatic na maghanap tayo ng pastry chef, automatic nag-iisip tayo na maghanap ng female. How do we begin to take steps to unlearn this bias?
Okay, one is you think about it in terms of rape culture. Really, it will automatically remove that bias. For example, if you see someone na pa sexy magdamit, then you're thinking, grabe naman to, ganyan sa labas magbehave. Diba? Baka ma-rape yan. Diba? Ngayon, isipin mo bakit may inisip yun. Diba?
It's at the back of my head na kasi.
Oh, exactly. Diba? Uy, pwede. Diba? Parang, nieta ka, diba? Unlearn that. Diba? That's to unlearn. Diba? We don't need to learn how to dress. You need to learn how not to rape.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's right? There's a saying, control your libog, don't control how I dress, something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, but it's not even because rape is not even libog. It's an act of power.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Diba?
And
it's an act of power. So it's power really, trip siya talaga. Oh, power trip siya. So it's really looking at people, looking at women not as objects of your power trip, but as equals, diba? As persons, as human beings. Then that's when the unlearning happens, diba? Parang, oh, yeah, I'm good. So always think about it in terms of rape culture, and then you realize, oh shit, that's how it happens, diba?
Kasi totoo naman eh, some women naman, the quote unquote influencers na the skinfluencers or hubaderas. May point rin sila minsan when they say
skinfluencers.
Yung tagal na 'yan. Tagal na 'yan.
Ano? Kasi skinfluencer kailangan ko.
Kasi may point din sila minsan, if especially if guys, we cannot call them out, 'di ba? But minsan may point rin sila na my body, my rule, you know, I want to post it. Diba? As long as yung pasok pa rin sa ano mo, you're not as Chef Waya said earlier, you're not using it to take advantage or anything na you're going it to clout chase. Yeah, so 'di ba, even if it's your body, your rules, basta yung ano, yung hindi yung naka-bikini tapos yung caption mo, I had a fun dinner at ganito-ganitong restaurant. Thank you for inviting me. Diba? May mga ganun eh. Tapos kami nila, sorry,
use
man and Richie.
Oh,
like ka agad din.
Naka-pandi ka lang. Use this toothpaste.
Okay ka. yung nag-viral last year, ayoko na banggitin yung celebrity, di ba? Nag-viral yung nagbe-bake ng cookies na naka-bikini lang. Tapos kaming lahat, Ano? She was baking cookies? Really? Di ba?
Parang buti hindi ka napaso sa...
Correct. Diba?
Charwin, can I answer also your question? Kasi may tinuro rin sana magandang example dyan yung wife ko.
Yes.
It's a funny example. And whenever I'm driving on the road, tapos kunwari may mabagal o may engot sa road, ang dating default sa akin...
Galit
na
galit ako
dyan. Diba? Babae ito. Oh. Gaganan ako. Tignan mo. Babe, tignan mo. Babae. Titignan ako masama ng asawa ko. Tapos sabihin niya, Bakit? Di ba galit ka lagi sa mga ano, jeepney driver? May nakita ka ng babaeng jeepney driver? Para ako, sige, tahimik. Sige, di ba? So, you can't be misogynistic on the road, di ba? It's the same. Eh. So, you cannot. You cannot. How many, di ba? Yung pa lang eh, stats pa lang eh. Hindi mo pwede sabihin babae, di ba?
One thing also that men should unlearn is yung if you want to be to treat women equally, yung ganyan, as husbands, as boyfriend, is to assume that you're equal, yung ganyan, yung parang like ako galit na galit ako, yung parang just ask, kasi parang pag umaangal ka na na ano, diba, yung ano ba, ako lang maghuhugas ng tinggan, ako lang maglilinis, ako lang magagay. Sabihan ka ng, kasi you don't ask, just ask. Ako parang, mental load yun eh, for the women, di ba? Parang, asikasuhin mo yung lahat ng bagay sa bahay. So, parang, teka lang, di ba partner tayo dito sa bahay? Why do I need to ask? You know that the dishes need washing, you know that the clothes need washing, the floor needs to be mopped, di ba? To be mopped, the garbage taken out. Why do I need to ask you if you're a real partner, diba, and you know that this is what's happening in the house, then you should be taking initiative as well and, you know, making sure that you're pulling in half your load, diba? So yun yung mga ganong things that, diba, yung parang ina-assume, eh kasi bahay sa'yo yan. Parang bakit?
There, diba? There's something, Chef, Chef Y, that I read. When you see a man doing the dishes or cooking or cleaning, he's being a good husband. When you see a woman doing that, they're being a wife. Not a good wife, just a wife.
Kasi
but if it's a guy that does it,
assume,
right,
diba,
what a good husband.
pag si husband dagdala ng mga kids, uy, ang galing-galing naman ang husband. Parang araw-araw ko sila dala-dala. Parang wala namang nagpupuri sa akin, inaalagaan ko yung mga anak ko, di ba? Isang araw ka lang ngayong linggo. Di ba? So yung ganun ba?
You know that goes with them. You know that's one of the things na napag-usapan natin before, Chef, yung pag ini-interview ang female chefs, laging ang tanong is always about family.
Work-life balance.
Work-life balance, fashion. Yun ang tanong. Pero pag lalaking chef, iba yung tanong. And that shows a bias. No?
Yung pag lalaking chef, parang, so what's your ambition? Diba? How far do you want to take? Ikaw parang, so ambisyoso ka. Pero parang binabalansi yung nakakahugas ka pa ba ng pinggan sa bahay? Diba? Excuse me. Yung asawa ko na sa bahay.
The playing field should be leveled. Yeah. The bottom line. It's whatever applies to one should apply to the other.
Yeah. Chef Waya is a very, very strong woman. She's a strong chef woman. And we really want to see that the future should be a more inclusive one. Speaking of having an inclusive future with strong female leaders. Yes. Guys, I know we don't have video here on our podcast, Chef Waya is wearing an awesome shirt that both Charwin, Richie, and I would love to wear also.
It says here in front, the future is female. But I want to show you that this is the uniform of Gypsy.
Wow. Oh my gosh. It's the uniform of Gypsy.
So in the
Cafe
back,
in Baguio.
It says,
oh my gosh.
Let women lead. Your vote matters. Let women lead. So,
ganda. Yan. Diba? Chef, that's a fantastic segue.
We don't waste any real estate. So even our t-shirts.
Ang galing. So, Chef, we saw in most of our social media channels, you were able to host and be with our Vice President, Lenny Robredo. Could you please just, kwentuhan mo naman kami. Nainggit talaga kami kasi dito sa Sinigang, walang bias-bias dito sa Sinigang. Biased kami. We are really pink, no? Kami, we really want Vice President Lenny to win sa next na elections na malapit na malapit na. Kwento mo na kami, ano nangyari? How did it come about? Paano siya napunta dyan sa inyo, sa Gypsy? Please share.
Okay, so since November last year, we've been doing Lugaw events in Baguio. Kasi nga, I realized, we're facing an uphill climb in the campaign here. in the north.
Oh gosh, oh nga, so, north nga. My gosh.
Lamuna, diba? Oh. So since November, we started Lugaw events every Saturday. We would make palugaw in the market, in different barangays. So when we heard that VP Lenny was coming to Baguio, we asked her team if she would grace a fundraiser that we will do so that we can keep hosting Lugaw events. And so she said yes. So what we did in Gypsy was a fundraiser for our Lugaw events. It's a Lugaw fundraiser. And we served Lugaw. So I made pink Lugaw using pink rice from Abra. And, wow. You know, she's really... So people paid to come to the event and sponsor Lugaw events for the whole of Baguio. So, but since January, we stopped the live Lugaw events and we shifted to making Lugaw packets. So, gumawa ko ng pack ng Lugaw na may chicken bouillon cube, may dried onion, garlic, and ginger, may malagkit, may konting red rice para pag niluto mo, magiging pink siya. So, you just add 6 cups of water if you get 6 bowls of Lugaw. Then, we add a little leaflet about how to make the Lugaw and why why they should support Lenny and Kiko.
No, so what was the feeling when VP Lenny came? Talagang,
was it
a feeling of hope?
Oh,
may hope ba? As in, chef, may laban?
Actually, ever since, dito, yes, we've been seeing, you know, greater engagement here in the north.
Mm.
Solid north is not so solid after all.
There are cracks in the system, you know?
Hawak ko ng bigasa ng palengke. Hawak ko ng cauliflower name. Naglagay na ako ng part. Every day,
ganyan.
I go to the market every day and I keep talking to people, giving them Lugaw kits, giving them all the mga ganyan, diba? Kasi, yun nga, like, we had the talakayan with the pony boys, yung mga, and there's really good questions, eh, when we do these things. Like, they're asking me, alam ko, di siya corrupt, sabi nila, yung sa mga pony boys. Pero, paano mo, paano niya makakontrol yung mga corrupt na nasa paligid niya?
Which is misogynistic again.
Dahil babae. Hindi, yun, sabi ko, kunyari ako, sabihan ko yung anak ko, anak, huwag ka mag-yosi. Pero nag-yosi ako. Hindi maniniwala yung anak ko, di ba? Parang yosi pa rin siya. Mm-hmm. So, ganun din yung mga nagnanakaw ako. Ang kapwa magnanakaw, hindi magsusuplong ng magnanakaw din, di ba? Mm-hmm. So, yung makakakontrol lang nun, yung hindi corrupt, di ba? Kasi siya lang yung may moral ascendancy na magsabing, no, you can't do that because I don't do it myself, right? Kasi nga, so lumabas yung next question, eh paano yun, ibabae siya?
Like, oh, yun.
Halika rito ka, magsuntukan tayo.
galing.
Mong
siya subukan.
Oo. That's nice. Uh-oh. It's always nice having a glimmer of hope.
You know, one of the things na I don't like, na I keep hearing dito, at least sa Manila. So my question will be kung meron din sa Baguio is like when chefs or food professionals, people involved in the food industry start talking about politics, ang laging atake is magluto ka na lang. Alam mo yun, parang concentrate on food kasi hindi food should be neutral, it should not be political. And ang laging ko sagot, food is political. It's the most political thing ever.
It's the most political thing ever. And the personal is political. So, yun nga, like, some of my friends here are saying, parang, i-host mo si Lenny, baka hindi ka napuntahan ng mga BBM. Maybe, huwag silang pumunta. Sabi ko, you know, when I hear that Harry Roque is in Baguio, let's call it. Ano? I tweet, good morning, Baguio, except you, Harry Roque. Diba?
So, hindi nga siya pumunta sa inyo, si Harry Roque.
Diba?
What if he goes? Pagsaservan mo ba siya pag pumunta siya?
Sasabihin ko sa kanya, sir, eat your words. Baka sakaling ikapusok mo yon, but not here.
That's nice. May paninindigan si siya.
Kaya hindi
That's good.
Pumunta si Harry doon. Natakot.
Hindi siya mabubusog sa words niya.
Baka maihi pa siya ng todo-todo.
Diyos ko, Lord.
But the fundraiser, chef, kumain ba si VP Lenny sa inyo? Or did she did you cook something else?
Pero pinadalahan namin siya kasi you know, she was so gracious. So she went to every table, spoke to every person that was here, had a picture taken. So, and she was running late for another meeting, so we sent her na lang lugaw and lugaw kits. So hopefully natikman niya din.
Fantastic. That's fantastic news. I mean, it gives us a glimmer of hope again, no? The future is bright. It's kulay rosas. Nakasampo niya ng it's kulay rosas.
It's kulay rosas.
It's kulay rosas.
Ikaw lang yan. Huwag mo kami sama dyan.
Oh my God.
Kulay
oh
rosas
pa. Kaya tayo nahihirapan na magkampanya eh.
Yung mga tulad kong Kanye eh. Like, are you rosas also? Are you rosas?
kaya na-accuse si Chef Ed na elitista eh. Ayusin mo yung pagkasalita mo. Para na.
Oo eh. Masyado akong ano eh. Are you rosas also? Ayun. Chef, it would be good now to mention, no? Do you, what are your store hours, no? In Baguio? What could they look forward to? Do you have any specials coming up? Talk to our ano na rin, listeners about your pop-up so that they know, lalo na yung mga may balak umakit ng Baguio ngayong summer dahil init na dito
ako
sa
yun,
Manila.
Ako yun.
Correct. Oh, sige, go. So we're open every day. Weekdays, we're open from 11 to 9. Weekends from 11 to 10 p.m. We have a pop-up every Thursday at the Hot Cat Mount Cloud Compound in Brent Road. Gypsy Baguio is located in 6 Road 2 Quezon Hill. We serve global cuisine all day. We have a coffee shop here called Taguan where we serve local coffee, cocktails, and interesting drinks. So, hope to see you here in Baguio.
Okay, yan.
Pangalan pa lang gusto ko na eh, Taguan. Diba?
Taguan, diba? Pwede rin siyang Taguan, Char.
Nako. Yan eh.
Yeah, Taguan na Taguan. Chef, do you have, ano?
It's a sign.
Do you have social media account, Chef, for people to follow so that they can, ano, they can also reserve maybe?
Yeah, Gypsy Baguio by Chef Waya on Facebook and IG. At Chef Waya on Twitter.
Ayos. Okay, guys. The Poggy Boys of ano, Sinigang, do we still have any ano questions or final thoughts for ano, Chef Waya?
Pwede ka ba namin dalawin, Chef, sa Baguio? Kaming tatlo?
O ba?
Iva vlog
gawa
namin
tayo
yan.
Ng vlog dito. Masaya yan.
Yo! Yan. Oh, yan na. Meron na tayo. Nababangko na natin sino yung mga i-ambush natin. Ha?
Tatlong guys, refugees ka, Chef. Tatlong
magiging
bagong refugees.
8, 9, 10.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kaso lang medyo doble ang kakainin itong new set of refugees mo.
Di ba, may pambayad naman itong new set na to.
Ano to? Yung mabayad namin is in looks. Biglang mo ano, magkakaroon ka ng foggy waiters kung kailangan. Ayaw magbayad din. In kind.
But nag-waiter anyway, na lang eh. No?
Chef Waya, you are a wonderful guest. Thank you for staying and talking to us for 2 solid, very solid episodes. Chef Waya, you kicked off our International Women's Month series fantastically. Thank you. This has been another wonderful episode of The Sinigang. This is Chef Edward Bugia. Alongside, I'm saying goodbye for Chef Sharwin T and the pickiest eater in the world, Richie Zamora. Thank you once again for tuning in. Guys, don't forget to like and subscribe. May like ba ang Spotify? Oh, di ba yung heart mo?
Hindi ko sure.
Subscribe na lang. Don't forget to subscribe. Yeah, don't forget to subscribe on our podcast. And listen to our podcast wherever you get it. Worldwide. All right. Thank you, everyone, from the Sinigang. Bye. Peace.
Good night.